Right, so before we discuss that, here's these foils, and I won't go through all of these. So what this is meant to tell you is the rough sizes of problems. So here we have 5 million grid points. We're going to solve it by one of these iterative methods. We're starting to discuss a more sophisticated version of what we're going to do. A critical feature which will become clear, which I've already mentioned, is that the number of operations per grid point are much higher than the Laplace's equation. The Laplace's equation is three dimensions. There may be, depending on it, maybe about 7 floating point operations per, so I do an update because you have six neighboring points and you multiply by a number. So there's around 6 or 7 actual floating point operations per grid point update. For computational fluid dynamics, there are far more floating point operations per grid point. And so this, in those days, was, so this is sort of NASA's estimate of what you need, which estimated that you would need somewhere between gigaflop performance, which you can now get on a high-end workstation, and I guess teraflop performance.